This is Passport to Texas. Sophisticated surveillance technology that once cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, is now within reach of the average citizen, including biologists.
That's right. I mean, there are some technologies that were developed for military purposes or for oil and gas exploration type purposes that historically have been too costly for us to be able to apply for fish and game conservation.
Tim Birdsong is a biologist who oversees habitat conservation at Parks and Wildlife.
You can now purchase a side-scan sonar unit at Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's or some other retail outlet for roughly $2,000. So some of this technology that cost in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars previously, anglers can go purchase off of a shelf.
191,000 miles of rivers and streams in Texas need to be surveyed, and biologists on the ground have traditionally collected the data.
And that limits our ability to be able to actually restore or protect habitats for fish and other aquatic life. We may spend 2 to 3 weeks on a reservoir mapping invasive aquatic plants. Some of the newer remote sensing technologies, such as unmanned aerial aircraft, allow us to very cheaply map these areas in a fraction of the time, potentially 2 to 3 days to map a reservoir compared to 2 to 3 weeks historically.
More on this time and money-saving technology on tomorrow's show. That's our show for today, with support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program, providing funding to conserve habitat for Texas sport fisheries. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.